www.thebeatsofmetal.com.
Straight Talk Live, this is your show. You can bring up whatever's on your mind toll free, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line for you. And it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site completely free, so do enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. By the way, Julia normally joins us on Friday nights. Unfortunately, she won't be with us tonight. She's out doing some training at her job, and, you know, that takes priority because they pay her and we don't.
Yes, that's the case.
So a couple of quick international notes here. One... update on the Georgia situation. Now, internationally, that's not the Georgia you're used to. It's Georgia over in the former Soviet Union, that Georgia, where they've had a state of emergency for the past couple of days. We talked about this earlier, I think it was Wednesday that we first discussed this on the program, and it only comes a matter of days after Pakistan also declared a state of emergency. We were generally talking about just the concept of the state of emergency and, you know, what it entails, what happens worldwide, and more importantly to those of our listeners in America, what could happen here? Could the same things that are going on in Pakistan and Georgia, the same sort of police state crackdown, could that happen in America? Turns out, yes. Turns out that the laws have been modified over the past couple of years in America to make it so that, indeed, the United States government can use the military for policing purposes. And, I mean, it's bad enough that the police departments have been militarized, in that every police department in even the smallest, almost some of the smallest towns, with just a couple thousand people, have their own, you know, armored personnel carriers and SWAT teams and that sort of thing.
Yeah, God knows they need fully automatic weapons there in the middle of nowhere.
Right. So, I mean, the militarization of the police is bad enough. I mean, the fact is, the police departments are very quick to hire former military people. They actually get military equipment from the military, so
right.
When the military buys its new equipment, they have all this old equipment, they give it to police departments around the country. So that's bad enough, but now it's legal for the federal government to use military members as police in a military martial law situation, a state of emergency. They've changed the law as well to make it so that martial law can be declared simply on after a disaster, like a Hurricane Katrina or something like that, or a terrorist, not just attack, but incident as well. So there's all kinds of parameters. Even a health crisis can now bring about martial law. So there's all kinds of parameters where this could happen in America. Now, I know that it's hard to believe. I know it's hard to fathom. But please don't take our word for it. Go and check out the claims. I mean, it's there. Look at the Defense Authorization Act of 2007. That was one of the primary factors in the laws that were changed. So it's pretty frightening. And what's more frightening is to go and look at other states of emergency around the world and see exactly what happens. We talked about the state of Georgia. They had they immediately went in and shut down all independently owned radio stations and television stations. So even in a country where there aren't just government news venues, I mean, in some countries it's government news and that's it.
Right. That's all. It's just state stuff.
But in Georgia, they had some independence. Well, they got shut down. Troops. 100 troops went into one TV station and took it over.
Yeah, that'll pretty much shut me down. 100 guys with guns.
So that's how it works. They shut down the media, they shut down the independents, they shut down any potential opposition, and then, you know, they impose curfews and they impose all kinds of extra rules and checkpoints and other things like that. Inevitably, the people of these countries aren't going to take too kindly to being treated, you know, herded around like cattle and treated like dogs. So inevitably, people are going to stand up and protest. I mean, because, well, they're concerned about the direction their country's going.
Some will, yeah.
They don't like the idea of having to live in a military police state, so they take to the streets, which, of course, the people who are in the seats of power don't like one bit. They don't want the little people out there riling things up and protesting. Who do they think they are? Right. This is a state of emergency. People are supposed to stay inside their homes until we and the government say it's okay for them to come out. And so what do? Well, they turn loose the troops. In this case, military people and police. They're all going to work together in order to protect the state.
The police are going to look remarkably like the military guys anyway.
Sure. You really really wouldn't be able to tell the difference.
When the cops act like the dress like the military, they're going to act like the military. And if the cops are the military, who are they? What land are they occupying?
Ours?
Yeah. And who are they subjugating?
Us.
These are just questions that, you know, people should ask themselves.
And if it walks like a duck and quacks like a duck and looks like a duck, then
yeah,
it's probably a duck. Here's the quick update from LouRockwell.com's blog. There's a video they posted there. It's an entry called Why They Hate Us. And I'm not going to play the video for you, but in essence, it shows scenes from the police crackdown in Georgia. And there is just some senseless violence going on. The protesters, for the most part, are completely unarmed. So the protesters are just on the streets doing their protest thing, and the police come in there swinging batons, literally bare-fisted punching the protesters. There's all kinds of just one-on-one violence going on. And again, the protesters, totally unarmed. They're just taking the hits. They're being overrun by the police. But that's not all. According to, again, Dana McAdams, LouRockwell.com, the butcher of Tbilisi's bloody crackdown on peaceful protesters in the former Soviet Republic of Georgia was funded by the United States. The equipment shown in the video was paid for by you and me. The bizarre acoustic gun that was used against the political opposition is no doubt a DARPA special.
Mm.
Now, we've seen these guns before, in fact. There have been pictures of them from the troops in Iraq. They had them in Iraq. They had them at the Republican National Convention in 2004 in New York City. You remember seeing the pictures? Look, they've got these big sort of round discs on the tops of vans, and there's usually a guy sitting behind it, sort of mounted at this disc, and I guess he can point it in different directions, that sort of thing.
So it's a parabolic, it's
hard to tell from the photos that I've seen, but essentially it's this round device, and it's fairly large, and it's usually mounted to the back of a truck or on top of a
spherical
van.
Round or circular round?
Circular round.
Okay.
Circular round. And So yes, these weapons do exist, and I've seen footage of them in action. Essentially, what it does is it's supposed to be something that disorients people. It's essentially a high frequency, some sort of radio emission of some sort, audio emission,
mm-hmm.
that basically confuses people that are on the streets. Now they also have more lethal versions of this sort of technology, and maybe it just looks same. Maybe it's totally different technology, but it looks similar with a guy with a dish sort of thing on the top of a van. The other sorts of technology they have is they can shoot this ray gun at you that essentially makes you feel like your skin is burning.
Yeah.
So these are the different variations. This one's more of an auditory disruption device.
Right. You just give up and vomit.
You don't want to be there, is what the point is. President Mikhail Butcher Saakashvili, a favorite of both the Bush administration and D.C. so-called libertarian beltway think tanks, jails the credible opposition political parties and then calls for snap elections and shuts down all but state-owned media. This time, the brave Georgians who have taken to the streets to protest this dictatorship get no sympathetic coverage in the U.S. media. They get no words of encouragement from the Bush administration. They only get beat up and shot with weapons provided by the U.S. at the hands of thugs trained by the U.S. They mentioned in the video that the military there, the police there, have gone through U.S. training. So the training that taught them how to shoot rubber bullets at people, which they're using rubber bullets, they're using tear gas, they're using this little ray gun thing that they have,
mm-hmm.
all of these weapons, they were trained how to use them by the United States government.
And where else will they learn? Where else will they get these things?
It's absolutely disgusting and despicable,
right.
And most people are completely unaware of this.
And this is, pardon me, what I don't understand is why it is that our government thinks it's so important to keep other governments propped up. We'll sacrifice the freedom of these Georgians, you know, just so that there's peace in the sense, there's tranquility as opposed to peace
mm-hmm.
In the area. Like, who cares about these people's freedom just so long as, you know, we keep this dictator in charge and he keeps the yeah. rabble down.
I can tell you there's no peace in Georgia right now. There's massive amounts of violence between...
We'll never learn. We've got to stop propping up these two-bit dictators.
Well, I'm not doing anything. It's the government. 800-259-9231. And yes, they should stop propping up dictators. And more on the way. You can take control. This is Free Talk Live. We'll check with Cuba next. Are political uncertainties in a world spinning out of control keeping you from getting the restful sleep your body desperately needs? Researchers now know that insufficient sleep can lead to dangerous health problems, including immune system impairment. But before you reach for addictive pills, listen to this exciting news about a breakthrough in safe and restful sleep. A new product that generates deep sleep is now available and is remarkably simple to use. Just pop the sleep generator in your CD player and hit play. That's it. The new program uses sleep-inducing sounds called binaural beats. These scientifically engineered audio frequencies interact with the human brain in such a way that it almost forces quick, safe, and non-addictive sleep. It's just that simple. Created in a special sound lab in Lima, Peru, it seems to generate restful sleep when nothing else will. So if you're really having trouble falling asleep, go to highspeedsleep.com or call 877-327-0365. Remember, for deep, restful sleep, it's highspeedsleep.com. That's highspeedsleep.com.
Ted Anderson from Midas. November 9th, 2007, gold, 833-ounce gold coins can be purchased for $857.82, $422.70 for half, $211.35 for quarter. That's $857.82, $422.70, and $211.35. The dollar has fallen to 65% of the euro. Erosion accelerates. Mainline talk show hosts are trying to hold on to the support of the conservative movement, keeping focus on the Republican agenda and playing into the hand of the globalists. Dr. Corsi interviewed Robert Pastor of the American University. With the sleight of hand and incremental implementation, Pastor admits to the North American Union is being forced upon us. Corsi uncovers the CFR's plan to build a North American community similar to the EU. In his report, the North American Union isn't going away. Corsi exposes the deception and trickery. Call for your report today, 800-686-2237. The value of your hard-earned money is being lost in a global game of chess. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Here are just a few of the benefits associated with Heart and Body Extract. Blood sugar, cholesterol, and circulation levels return to normal. Arteries unclog. Angina is gone in just a few days. Blood pressure goes back to normal, and irregular heartbeat returns to normal. Heart and Body Extract works by making sure your body is in balance naturally with absolutely no negative side effects. Doctors who've tried Heart and Body Extract with their patients are thrilled with the results. Dr. Mark Goodman talks about his experience with a patient of his who started taking Heart and Body Extract.
I have the best experience with it. Was a gentleman who was a colleague of mine for many, many years, and so we got him this product, and he could not walk from his house to the mailbox to get his mail because he had congestive heart failure. And after being on this product for about 4 to 6 weeks, he was able to walk 15 minutes per day. And after 2 months, he was walking up to 3 miles per day.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online at hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
Talk Live, it's your show. You can bring up whatever's on your mind toll-free. The toll-free number, 800-259-9231, SACL-CAI toll-free line. And it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The wiki's there. Over 1,450 pages for you to surf around through and edit. It's like the listener editable version of our website. Head over to wiki.freetalklive.com to get interactive. That's wiki, wiki.freetalklive.com. And do you need a new computer but just don't seem to have the money or credit to buy one? MyPCCredit.com is your answer. Finance top quality new computers, laptops, and hundreds of other electronics. There are no credit checks and no turndowns. If you're 18 years or older and have proof of income, you're approved. Prices start from just $22 a month, so go to MyPCCredit.com and finance your new computer today. That's MyPCCredit.com. Well, we started out talking about the police state and the essentially the martial law situation, so-called state of emergency that's going on in Georgia right now, the former Soviet Union state. And it's just a bad, bad scene. There's incredible violence going on in the streets, not on the part of the protesters, but on the part of the police. The protesters are, for the most part, completely unarmed and nonviolent. They're just, you know, doing their protesting. And the establishment there doesn't want to hear of it. They don't want to see it. They don't want it going on. They want to have their precious little election, but they don't want anybody speaking out about it. So essentially what has happened is they've moved up the elections, but yet the opposition leaders are now in jail cells. So how it is the opposition is supposed to go about opposing the establishment when they're in jail cells is certainly a questionable situation. So things are kind of messy over there, and, you know, obviously we're not there, so we're doing our best to, I guess, keep up on the situation. If you find more, please don't hesitate to call in. Or if you're listening in Georgia, we'd love to hear from you. 800-259-9231, that is the SACL CAI toll-free line. But otherwise, let's go to Cuba, another place where some dictators are in charge and things are generally awful as a result of that. It's kind of it doesn't have anything to do with police state or military crackdown, but it's just an interesting little story that really goes to show exactly how the black market works. The fact is, and we've talked about this countless times on Free Talk Live, when you prohibit a product or service, what happens to it, Mark?
Well, it goes underground. The price goes up. People get hurt in trying to acquire it.
Yes, that's all correct. And usually product quality drops as well. Or at least becomes questionable. And there's not really very many ways to have out issues with your dealers, for instance.
There's no customer service desk.
Right. So there's all kinds of problems. Of course, then it also results in corruption of public officials and that sort of thing. And it doesn't always. It depends on the product. It depends on the service. But I don't think that we've ever in America, I mean, in America, it's been more of a history of prohibiting sins, as they like to call them, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like alcohol in the early part of the 20th century, which now is back. It's legal again, thank goodness.
Prostitution. Gambling,
and then drugs.
Drugs. Weapons.
Weapons, sure, yeah, that too. But in Cuba, since it's a dictatorship, they don't have as much freedom as we do here in America, and so there's a lot more that's been prohibited in Cuba, like satellite television.
Satellite television's prohibited? Oh, I know why. Because
you might get some ideas.
Freedom of the press.
Right. See, Cuba's one of the places, I mean, Georgia, we talked about, had some independent press. They were shut down in the state of emergency. Cuba doesn't have any sort of independent press. It's all state-run there. And so they don't want you getting your hands on, you know, CNN or Fox News or BBC or anything else. They only want you to consume what Fidel Castro and his goons want you to consume. So, therefore, satellite television outlawed.
Mm.
But yet, you can still get satellite television in Cuba if you know the right people. This story from Haser.org. Before the police raid, the Perez family paid $7.56 per month for a DirecTV window on the world. Daniel, a literature major. Now, you say that, well, prohibition brings prices up. That's probably somewhat expensive for people in Cuba. $7.56 a month, probably a little on the pricey side.
I saw a news release from there about 10 years ago where they recommended people eat eggshells to increase their calcium intake.
Wow. So Daniel, a literature major at the University of Havana, watched the Chicago White Sox on ESPN. His mom, Maricel, never missed an episode of La Fea Más Bella, The Prettiest Ugly Girl, a popular Mexican soap opera on Univision. And Daniel's younger brother was an avid fan of the VH1 music videos. Now they're stuck with four Cuban TV channels, and two of those are devoted to educational programming. Cuban TV's boring, they say. There isn't much variation, says Daniel, who fears arrest, so asks that his family's real name be changed. Can you believe this? They're afraid of being arrested for talking about satellite television.
And how much TV sucks in Cuba.
And remember, they were raided. There was a police raid over the satellite television. So, he says, I like being in the loop, knowing about the newest trends and feeling like I'm in touch with the world. Having a satellite television, cell phone, or internet connection at home is illegal for most Cuban citizens. But that hasn't stopped the spread of such services on the black market. Pedro, a young underground entrepreneur, gets his nightly news from Channel 23, which is Univision, because Cuban TV, he says, doesn't give me unbiased coverage of world news, but neither does American news. So I watch both and compare them.
Okay.
Pedro, who requested his last name not be used, estimates that 90% of his neighbors get satellite television service.
90%?
That business really started to accelerate about a year ago, he says. All of our neighbors know about it, but no one talks about it. The woman who lives below me is the president of the CDR, the Committee for the Defense of the Revolution. And even she has satellite television.
So she's a party member, but still has it.
Right.
Wow.
But in recent months, the Cuban government has stepped up efforts to curb this booming underground industry.
She probably feels like she deserves it, by the way.
2 months ago, the police raided Pedro's neighborhood early in the morning. They blocked off the streets, climbed on rooftops, and began cutting cables leading to the satellite dish, he says. Says my neighbor started making hand signals at me from the window of his house that the police were here and to take down my cables, said Pedro. Although Pedro escaped detection, he decided to remove his cable connections permanently for fear the police would discover his illicit CD-making business. I mean, this is hard for Americans to fathom, that it's illegal to burn a CD in Cuba without permission from the state. As for his neighbors, he says 2 days later, people were already putting up their cables again.
Sure, they want, they desire that particular item.
Information. People want it.
Yep.
Mauricio Barroso, a telecommunications official in the Ministry of the Interior. I mean, back in the, you know, World War II times in Germany, they didn't have satellite television, but it was still information that was being desired, and people were getting put in prison and executed for handing out pamphlets.
Mm.
So really,
and they're getting in kind of trouble for listening to the Allied radio broadcasts.
It's only the technology that has changed, not the the insane government controls. Mauricio Barroso, a telecommunications official in the Ministry of the Interior, says that 37.6% of households in Havana were connected to the service when the police began the raids in March. By early May, one set of raids had netted a significant amount of coaxial and neoprene cable, 3 satellite receptors, 5 satellite dish antennas, 43 signal amplifiers, a computer, and 5 LNB, these parts of the satellite dish, according to the government-run newspaper Granma. We'll continue the story from Cuba. Satellite dishes illegal, burning CDs illegal, giving out information against the law. More on the way. It's Free Talk Live.
Have you ever thought about what's in your shampoo, soap, or detergent? How about chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodium, formaldehydes, and more? Even fragrance can indicate the presence of some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi, this is Alex Jones. I was shocked when I discovered I could be inhaling these additives that can lead to coughing, wheezing, and shortness of breath, headaches, nausea, irritation of the skin, and mucous membranes. Now compare Calben Pure Soap. All natural, earth-friendly, no harsh chemicals, no animal testing, they're safe, and you save 85% of the money you're spending on cleaning products now. Start saving over $1,000 a year for your family of four. Keep it natural. Call Calben Pure Soap for a free catalog at 1-800-340-7091 or log on to 5starsoap.com. Try Calben Pure Soaps, and I'll bet you'll never use any other cleaning products again. Call 1-800-340-7091 for all your cleaning needs.
Oh, what a beautiful day for the beach. Look, up there in the sky. It's Nonex Man. He's in a dive. He must have found some ugly toenails on the beach. Let's go look.
I'm Nonex Man, and your toenails need Nonex Nail Gel. Stop hiding them in the sand. Take them out. Let's see.
Ooh. Oh, I'm so embarrassed.
Don't worry. Now there's Nonex Nail Gel. Use it on your toenails regularly, and they'll look fantastic when you're barefoot.
Oh, I will, Nonex Man.
Well, I'm off to find more ugly toenails. Don't let Nonex Man find you with unsightly toenails. Buy diabetic-friendly, money-back guaranteed Nonex Nail Gel. It's in the foot care aisle at Supercenters, Walgreens, CVS, Longs, Meijer, Giant Eagle, Car Drug, Snyder's, Duane Reade, Bilo, and Rite Aid.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online at hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Psychology, ancient mysteries, paranormal phenomena, mythic culture, media awareness, science and technology. Join us as we journey through the mysterious, the unexplained, the practical, and the unpredictable. What we know about ourselves and what we have yet to discover. We're extending the outer limits with your host, Michael Molinos, Sundays at 11 p.m. Eastern Time, only on GCN.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show. You can bring up anything toll-free, 800-259-9231. SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
1-800-259-9231. Join us on our website, freetalklive.com. The feature's there for free, including the updates. Get signed up, and we will keep you in the loop whenever there's something fresh and new to announce about the show. You'll know it if you're on the updates list at updates.freetalklive.com. That's updates.freetalklive.com.
Perhaps you may own or know someone who has a company that is struggling to collect money owed from past due accounts. Delinquent accounts are problematic, not only from the standpoint of diminished revenues, but businesses find themselves sidetracked by the arduous task of trying to collect on these accounts. Consequently, valuable time and resources are pulled away from principal operations. SACL CAI liberates businesses from inefficiencies and the vexing task of collections. SACL CAI. See their banner at freetalklive.com.
We're talking about foreign countries in regards to Cuba, Georgia, and the theme here is information. The theme is that governments don't like information in the hands of the people. In Georgia, when they just a few days ago had the state of emergency and in the ensuing police state crackdown, they went to television stations and independently owned radio stations and shut them down, or at least took them over, one or the other. And that's because they didn't want the opposition to have a mouthpiece. They didn't want the opposition to have microphones and
amplifiers. They don't want people essentially saying things that they don't want them to say.
That's right.
That's all.
In Cuba, it's a satellite television crackdown. In Cuba, believe it or not, this people's paradise doesn't allow anybody to have satellite television. Well, I guess if you're Castro or one of his, you know, top brass, you could probably have satellite TV. But if you're one of the little people, one of the regular citizens, not allowed, forbidden. And so it's essentially a prohibited product. This story from Acer.org is talking about the black market in satellite television. And I think this is really instructional beyond the fact that it just really shows you how desperate and sad these the governments in these countries are. The real message here is that governments hate information. They don't like it. It's a threat to their power, and they do whatever they can to crack down on it. Thank goodness we have freedom of speech here in America, because it allows us the ability to have satellite television and the internet and radio and other forms of media communication. And that's why we're going to win in the long run. That's why the liberty movement has more of a shot now than we ever had in the past, is because media is now being put into the hands of not just the few and the rich, but anybody with a video camera, anybody who can lay out $250 and get a DV cam or a mixing board and a few microphones and a connection to the internet.
You have largely freedom of speech in America. You don't, and freedom of the press. You don't entirely have it. And one thing that I'm very concerned about, deeply concerned about, is that I think that the chances are good that a Democrat could take the office of president, and Democrats could take control of the Senate. They already have control of the House in 2008. And if they do, they're going to bring back the fairness doctrine. I swear, Ian, they're going to bring this back, which is essentially going to kill the talk radio industry. The talk radio industry is largely to the right. Free Talk Live isn't, but I'm sure that the Democrats listen to us and say that we're on the right, just like Republicans listen to us and call us crazy liberals.
Right.
But they want to. They know they can't fight. Air America failed, essentially. I mean, it's on Air America 2.0, but it's being dropped by stations here and there, and it's not growing.
They're having a tough time.
They're having a tough time.
But to be fair, let's see, who's the Big Ed guy?
Ed Schultz.
Ed Schultz, he's doing fine.
He's doing fine.
He's one of the most listened to shows in America.
But, you know, the Democrats will be willing to sacrifice Ed Schultz in order to take control of talk radio.
Sure. And that's something to be concerned with. But my point still, Mark, is that, you know, if the government wanted to regulate the internet, they'd spend a decade figuring out how. And then by that time, technology would have changed, so it wouldn't matter. Anyway, my point being that with information and the ability to generate news and media in the hands of the individual, the government is completely helpless. We are going to win, and it's because of the internet and the ability to transfer information. Unfortunately, the poor folks down in Cuba still have to deal with their dictatorship, and the fact is, there it's illegal to have a satellite dish, it's illegal to burn a CD, I don't know what else is illegal, but I imagine it's a whole laundry list of things. What we're talking about is the black market and satellite. It's just sort of interesting to look at the numbers and look at how this operates. There was a crackdown earlier this year where they went around and, you know, went up on tops of buildings and cut cables and took satellite dishes. And basically what happens is the black marketeers there, they set up one satellite dish and they use that to feed feed several locations. That way there's not a whole lot of dishes to be spotted, essentially.
Mm-hmm.
So the Cuban government is also levying multi-tiered fines and jail sentences on satellite television providers. According to Granma, signal distributors were slapped with fines of $450 US and $900 US. Jail sentences of 3 to 5 years. Users of the service were fined $67.50. Again, that's a lot of money for somebody in Cuba in pesos. That's 1,500 pesos. Mr. Barroso says that illegal satellite television service in Cuba has been around since the 1990s, but people gain access to the service much easier now. The service is much more affordable. That's why it's increasing at such a rapid rate. For the service to build up to the levels of 93, it took 3 years. Now, they fill up half the city in 3 months. In Daniel's neighborhood, the satellite TV guy is a 6'4" tall Afro-Cuban named Alberto. He declined to give his last name. Two gold teeth glint as he smiles and explains his fee structure. He charges a one-time connection fee of 10 CUC, Cuban convertible pesos, or about $11. And 7 CUC, $7.56 a month for service. In a good month, with 300 households in his neighborhood as clients, he rakes in up to 2,000 CUC, which is just over $2,100 US. He still has a legal $15 per month income as a truck driver.
$15 per month?
Per month.
Wow.
Can you believe this? That's
no
what
I'm telling you. Got cold teeth.
Right. This isn't a lot of money. The money that he's, you know, there's not, $15 is a lot of money in Cuba. That's what I mean.
So he's making $15 a month, but he's charging the equivalent of, what, $6 a month for his service?
That, $7.
How can other people afford that?
I don't know.
If their paychecks are the same as his, they're giving up half of their month's pay for
I can't explain
cable?
It to you. That, these are the numbers.
We don't live there.
He keeps his job in order to keep a low profile. By Cuban standards, Alberto is wealthy. When Alberto started his business 4 years ago, he had to shop for a satellite dish antenna, receiver, and access card with the correct code to capture the signal, a signal amplifier, and cable on the black market. He distributes because you just can't go. There's no Radio Shack in Cuba. You can just waltz down to and grab, 10 feet of coax.
Mm.
You just can't do it. So you had to buy the cable on the black market. He distributes a satellite signal from his single dish antenna to his entire neighborhood through a spider web of cables over top of over rooftops. There's a catch, however. Everyone on the network has to watch the same channel that the satellite dish owner is watching. Alberto does an informal survey, but you know what? The fact is, they'd rather watch that one same channel than any of the four.
The four crappy channels that they have on Cuban TV.
From the Cuban government. Yep. Alberto does an informal survey of his customers to find out what they like to watch. His programming schedule includes telenovelas from Univision and Telemundo, movies from HBO and Stars, popular talk shows such as Don Francisco Presents and the variety show Sábado Gigante. But the average official monthly wage in Cuba is only $15. How can Cubans afford the service?
Well, that's my question.
Guess what? Since so many things are outlawed in Cuba, many in Cuba have illegal businesses and relatives living abroad. According to the Economist Intelligence Unit, an estimated $812 million were sent to Cuba in the form of workers' remittances in 2006 alone. Pedro, for example, gets $100 a month from his brother in Washington, D.C., his second source. So for somebody in D.C. to send $100 to their friend in Cuba, that's
no big
nothing.
Deal.
But for someone in Cuba, $100 is food on the table.
Huge.
and satellite TV, apparently. His second source of informal income comes from the sale of pirated copies of CDs produced with a computer from his brother. He says, in 2 days, I make what a Cuban doctor makes in a month. That's how I'm able to pay for a cell phone and satellite TV service. In May, the government-run media reported that satellite TV is part of a U.S. plot to overthrow the Cuban government. You believe that?
No.
DirecTV is up there just trying to overthrow the Cuban government.
Yeah, that's what they're looking for.
That's what the Cuban government is telling their people. Just amazing stuff. More on the way you take control. This is Free Talk Live. Formaldehyde, boric acid, styrene, butadiene, TDI. These are just some of the chemicals used to make conventional mattresses. Is this what you want to be breathing every night? Scientists worry about these chemicals' effects on the developing brains of children, but they're not good for anybody, especially people with allergies. Latex mattresses made by SavvyRest are made of natural latex rubber with no off-gassing chemicals, and dust mites can't live in them. Go to SavvyRest.com and buy a latex mattress today. SavvyRest.com for the sleep you've been dreaming of. You cannot truly appreciate the beauty of a Silver Liberty dollar until you hold one in your hand. The way it catches the light, the heft of an ounce of silver, and the profile of Lady Liberty as she ponders a future bright with hope. That hope starts with the Liberty dollar. In just a few short years, over 20 million Liberty dollars are in circulation, with more than 100,000 people using the currency on a daily basis. Go to LibertyDollar.org. Stop being ripped off. Start using the Liberty dollar and return America to value, $1 at a time. Call 888-LIB-DOLLAR and visit LibertyDollar.org.
Attention, this is Jack Blood with an urgent GCN news bulletin. Do you desperately need to get out of debt fast? Would you like to make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're a GCN listener, there is a very real chance you will now be able to do it. Here's why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're cheating, but they're not cheating. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Learn how to finally teach financial vultures some humility by beating them at their own game, and above all, learn how to bail out for a soft landing. Get control. Get relief. Get some sleep. Go to www.outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
Hemp, the superfood for you and your family. Hemp has nutritional values that far exceed any known plant. Hemp, used for food, clothing, and shelter since time began. Hemp, this God-given food source is controlled by your government, making it not legal to grow for American people and farmers, but legal to import. Our founding fathers grew hemp because they knew of the benefits it offered. The protein powder, seeds, and oil are available through hempusa.org. Recommended daily intake of this food source will allow the body to heal itself from many ailments. Loaded with potassium, magnesium, calcium, essential fatty acids, amino acids, and nutrients not available in other plants. Hemp can be stored with a long shelf life as a life-sustaining food source for you and your family. Could this be the government's best-kept secret? Call today at 908-691-2608 and see what the powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Learn. Help. Shop at hempusa.org. We do not charge for shipping. That's 908-691-2608 or go to hempusa.org today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves. The toll-free number is 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, and it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
800-259-9231. Join us online at freetalklive.com, where all the features are free. You like the show? Then you should go and shop with us at amazon.freetalklive.com. Enter Amazon through that link, and Free Talk Live gets a percentage of the sale. So 41 categories to shop in, all kinds of stuff to purchase, great free Super Saver shipping deals on a whole lot of their products, and again, Free Talk Live benefits if you enter through amazon.freetalklive.com. Same great prices, same great Amazon, just a different portal, amazon.freetalklive.com. And you can wow and amaze your techie friends with a new Zero Blaster. It shoots smoke rings 12 feet. They're the perfect gift for anyone who likes neat stuff. Get your blaster at ZeroToys.com. That's ZeroToys.com. Now, Mark, you said that one of these came in the mail for us today.
Yes, right? I haven't gotten you yours yet, but I got to play with mine today, and it was it does, in fact, shoot smoke rings 12 feet. It has a little light that lights these babies up.
Really?
It makes a, you know, noise when you do it, and it's a pretty cool toy, unlike I've ever played with before. And
right on.
I think it was fun.
Very good. 800-259-9231. That's the number. You take control. Let's go and talk to Paula in Florida. Paula, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Paula? Hi.
Hey.
I wanted to say something to y'all. I've been listening, you know, to y'all talking about 9/11. And
no,
I lost
you listened to a different show. We
well,
don't
anyway,
talk about 9/11.
I lost three cousins in the towers, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And there is something.
I thought everyone was your cousin, so therefore didn't
well,
you,
sorry,
did you lose 3,000 cousins?
Up there. But anyway, the thing is that this is a Christian radio station, okay? This is Genesis.
Who are you talking? No, first of all, no. Genesis
yes,
Communications
is.
Network is a radio syndicator. It is not a radio station.
Oh, well, anyway.
And secondly, I don't purport to know what the religious beliefs are of the staff that runs the network. There are a whole
okay.
bunch of people
well, anyway.
Behind the scenes at Genesis
people,
Communications Network.
People
go on. Finally, we're not on Genesis Communications Network as we are on, as much as we are on 30-plus radio stations around the country.
Oh,
so
okay.
I want to make it clear to
okay.
anybody else listening who's confused.
Okay.
Wait a minute. I'm listening to WBNW in Boston,
okay?
So please, go ahead with your point.
Well, anyway, you know, people are still asking questions of why things haven't been told about 9/11. And the thing is, it's right there in your Bible. It's in Jeremiah 30. It's in Jeremiah 31. It's in Daniel 11. It's in Hosea 7.
What's in there?
and Paula,
the whole thing, hon, everything.
What are you talking
about? All in your Bible.
What are you referring to when you say the whole
everything.
Thing?
Everything. The towers, everything. The war we're in and we're supposed to be in Afghanistan.
You,
Iraq. This is all right there. And if you open your Bible to Jeremiah 30, Daniel 11, Hosea 7, it's all there. And this is how you're going to get your answers.
So what else is there, Paula? What does it say? Does it say
I'll tell you what. Alex has got the whole thing. I faxed it to him. I gave it to also Joyce.
I'm not Alex, and this isn't his show.
Well, I know,
so
but they have
no
it.
One knows who you're even talking about.
Okay, well, I will get it to you, but anyway.
No, that's all right. I won't read it.
Well, the thing is, I mean, like, it's very, very simple. And, I mean, things will be okay and in the end, okay? But anyway, like, it's very simple. It says here, it says, In Jeremiah 30, for your sin is an incurable bruise, a terrible wound. This is what he calls the towers coming down. It's taking down the sycamore trees and raising the cedars of Lebanon.
Trees? You're saying that sycamore trees
that's
are
what
towers?
They call it. That's they, in the Bible, okay?
Come on, man. That's a stretch,
it's, I'm sorry,
they
it's
had
the
towers
Bible.
Back then. Surely they had the word tower.
This
they didn't
the,
have to use the term tree.
This is the way it was done a long time ago.
Okay. Hold
okay,
it,
so there
thanks
is no one to call
out of here with your nonsense.
Or to bind
silly
up your wound.
Is he still there? Thanks for the call, Paula. Just nonsense. And not only did they say tree, but they specified what kind of tree. A sycamore tree. She's still there. Thank you for the call. Jeez, but Bordop's really running two shows. Poor guys over there at the network, they've got like five shows to run at once sometimes. Hard to pay
sweatshop.
Yeah.
They actually have a 7-year-old little Asian boy running the the board.
He is telling me that Bordoff is telling me that they are not one religion at the Genesis Communications Network.
I can't imagine that they would be. I have never been at a radio company where at least one Jew wasn't involved.
So, you know, Paula called last week to say that, you know, Nostradamus had predicted the Twin Towers falling, and that just goes to show you.
How come Nostradamus didn't get a book in the Bible if he's such a, you know, smart, religious kind of guy?
Was he around at the same time?
No, I'm just thinking that they should have added something.
Right, a little, I don't know, postscript or something?
Yeah, like, you know, it spans hundreds of years, this Bible thing, and why can't they just add stuff to it as the stuff that's inspired by you know, God.
Fine question.
Gets added.
Yeah.
I mean, God hasn't spoken through anyone since, I don't know, let's call it 200 AD when the last of the New Testament books was written. He hasn't spoken through anyone since then? I mean, aren't there religious texts after that?
Well, David Koresh claimed to be Jesus, didn't he?
But he's a heretic.
So, yeah, how do you identify the real Jesus, right? With all the people that are claiming to be Jesus, how do you know which one's the real one?
Not sure.
Just try to set them all on fire and see which one doesn't burn up? Would that do it? No, I don't know. But really, just to jump back to what Paula was saying, that, oh, it's all there in the Bible. Just read Jeremiah 5, 9, 7, 1, 2. And then she goes and actually reads part of the passage, which I normally can't stand. But I really wanted to hear what her claim was. And it's just some nonsense. What is the purpose of this, Mark? I mean, people go and something happens in real life, and then they go and they look through the Bible and they try to find something that somehow matches what actually occurred, and then they act as though that means something when it's just something pathetic like that.
Well, they generally go to a couple of places for prophecy. You go to Revelations, Jeremiah, Isaiah. You know, these are the places where they talk about you know, what's going to happen in the future, and this ambiguous stuff is said. You know, the whore of Babylon and the beast, and they talk about all these different things.
Right.
In this case, trees or the Twin Towers. I'm not sure.
Absurd.
Was it World Trade Center 1 or 2 was the sycamore? I'm just wondering.
It's just nutso. And then if you if she says everything's in that one chapter, then shouldn't she be able to, I mean, being able to see what has happened in history and look back and identify these passages in the Bible as, aha, that proves it.
Uh-huh.
Well, since you know now how vague the Bible can be, shouldn't that mean, and you know what it was they've already predicted, shouldn't that mean that you should be able to predict what's coming soon? I mean, if it's all in there, doesn't that mean that the rest of time.
Yeah, how come we didn't know
there?
Before? I mean, that passage has been in the Bible a long time. How come we didn't know ahead of time?
Yeah,
that
it's so
in
convenient.
Fact, the sycamore tree was building.
Right.
Actually, I think it was building 7.
It's so convenient for them to go back and say, aha, see, the Bible says this. Mm-hmm. But they'll never go forward and say, well, the Bible says this will happen and this will happen. Of course, you know, they're, of course, the religious folks that. What's the revelation with the Jesus coming down from the sky or whatever? So they have predicted some things will happen.
No Christians agree. Very few Christians agree on what's going to happen. It is ambiguous stuff. I've heard different stories on where the 1,000-year tribulation is going to occur.
Mm-hmm.
Forget that crap.
The world was supposed to end
in
1900.
As far as predictions go, I love the pastors that say, you know, let's stop right here with no man knows the day nor the hour. And that's it. You know, that's all you need to know for predictions.
But not necessarily what time, but what will happen. What are the events? I mean, if she believes that the Bible said that the towers were going to fall, well, what's next? I mean, certainly the Bible must know what's the next event, right? Are they going to maybe take out a harbor of some sort or a port or another airplane? Two airplanes going to crash in the sky? I mean, come on, it's got to be in there, right? Oh, wait, no, it's not. It's just an old book full of stories. It's an old book full of stories that people believe is some sort of magical predictor for future events, in which case, give me the predictions. Nonsense. 800-259-9231.
Here's a prediction for you. If you don't convert, you're going to hell.
Whatever. A Czech Speedway driver knocked unconscious in a crash, stunned ambulance drivers when he woke up speaking perfect English. Talk about a bizarro story. 18-year-old Matej Kus was out cold for 45 minutes after the crash, but when he woke up, he conversed fluently in English with paramedics, even speaking in an English accent. The teenager had just begun to study the language, and his skills were described by friends and teammates as basic at best.
Wow.
The promoter for his team, the Berwick Bandits, told the Daily Mail, "I couldn't believe what I was hearing. It was in a really clear English accent, no dialect or anything. Whatever happened to the crash must have rearranged things in his head. Before his crash, his use of the English language was broken, to put it mildly. He was only just making a start on improving it, and struggled to be understood, but was keen to learn. Yet here we were at the ambulance door, listening to him talking to the medical staff in perfect English.
How bizarre.
He didn't have a clue who or where he was when he came around, and he didn't even know he was Czech." The rest of the story says that eventually it went away, and now he's back to speaking in broken English. It's just a weird one.
That's a really strange thing.
Hour 2 is on the way. You can take control of the airwaves. Poll analysis. Ron Paul in the polls. What do they mean anyway? This is Free Talk Live.
Do you need a new computer but don't seem to have the money to buy one? Is your credit stopping you from buying the newest computers that you need today? Then My Computer Club is your answer to buy that new computer or laptop now and pay for it later. Finance top quality new computers and laptops and hundreds of other electronics. There are no credit checks, no turndowns. If you're 18 years or older and have proof of income, you're approved. Prices start at just $22 a month. Go to mypccredit.com and finance your new computer today. That's mypccredit.com.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
How would you...